Masechet Baba Batra Perek Yod Mishnah He. This Mishnah will continue to talk about laws of documents, talking about a loan document that was partially paid. Mishnah says, Mishe Para Miksat Hovo. Somebody owed money to another person, and he paid back part of his loan. And that loan was recorded already in a document. Let's say it was $100,000 that was borrowed, and $50,000 was paid back. Vihishlish et shtaro. And the lender, with the consent of the borrower, took the loan document and he gave it to a third party to hold on to. And they sort of put the responsibility by that third party, and he was going to be the middleman between them to handle the continued payback of the rest of the debt. What would normally happen is that in this type of situation, the lender would still hold on to the document, but he would write a receipt of partial payment and give it to the borrower. And then that borrower would hold on to that receipt in case there was a miscommunication and the lender didn't realize that he paid back, that he was paid back part of that loan. Here they don't want to have to deal with writing and keeping records and a receipt. So they want to hand over the situation to a third party. He would hold on to this document until the balance was fully paid off. The document here could be used to collect the debt. So they don't want to leave that in the lender's hands because he could, if no receipt was written, he could claim that he was owed the full amount. So this third party was going to keep track of how things developed. Ve'amar lo, the borrower said to the third party, Im lo natati lach, if I don't give you the balance of the loan, mikan ve'ad yom peloni, ten lo shetaro. So between now and a certain date, give the lender back his document so he can collect the entire amount one more time. And if that occurs, the money that I'm giving him now would be considered a matana. So here, the borrower is creating a condition that would push him and incentivize him to get the rest of the money paid back by a certain date, because that document that the third party is holding on to, that is a bill, that's a document that could be used to collect the entire thing. No receipt was written over here. So he tells the third party, I'm going to pay it back by this time. And if I don't, you can give it back to the lender and he can use that document and say, I never paid him at all, and get all of the money that was originally loaned out, paid for. And the money that I already paid, that's considered to be gone. That's considered to be a gift. What happens? Higia hazeman velo natan. If that date arrived and the borrower never repaid back the rest of the loan, we have the mahloket of what the third party has to do. Rabbi Yose Omer Yiten, says Rabbi Yose, he takes that document that he was holding and he gives it to the lender. And the borrower now has that penalty. He accepted it upon himself. He didn't have to do that. He created a situation where he put himself in a case where he's now paying back much more money than he originally intended. So we said he paid back $50,000 of the $100,000 debt. That $50,000 is considered to be a gift, and the lender has the ability to collect the entire $100,000 again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yiten, says Rabbi Yehuda, he should not give the document back to the lender. The borrower agreed to the penalty only because in his mind he was definitely going to pay things back. He had no situation in mind that he wasn't going to make this payback on time. So therefore, since that was his mindset at the time, the agreement that he made isn't considered to be legally binding. This is called an asmachta agreement, a conditional commitment, a Mahlokit here between Rabbi Yose and Rabbi Yehuda, if this applies. According to Rabbi Yose, that an asmachta agreement is binding. The condition was fulfilled, that the date arrived, and therefore the person has to pay. So the third party would give back the document to the lender, and that lender would use it in order to collect again. And that's the penalty that the borrower has to face. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, an asmachta agreement like this is never really binding. The person never meant to commit himself. He thought that the situation would never arise. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not considered to be a binding situation. And therefore, the third party holds on to the debt. He holds on to this document and he ensures that the borrower continues to pay the missing $50,000 so that the lender would get his full amount back.